And I think that, you know,
Cibra Clinic, this is Oleg.
Yeah, hi Oleg, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, Ruben, how are you?
Good. I'm working on your file. Is right now is an okay time to speak to you again?
Yes.
Great, and you've got my phone number handy, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so I wanted to go over your approval. I understand that, you know, you're looking at about $1,500 to $2,000 a month in making money, plus, you know, you get to own this equipment, it's an asset. Regarding the money down, we have transactions with money down and transactions without money down. Here is my basic concern. I understand you had a bankruptcy in the past, correct?
Correct.
We lend to customers that have bankruptcies, but I think if we ask for a lot of your money down, it kind of puts you behind the eight ball, and I think it's, quite frankly, unfair. So what I'd like to do is go over an approval that doesn't really require money down, and I think is more of a cash flow based program. Get your feedback, and then if these numbers work, we can give you documents today. Okay.
Okay.
And just to kind of go with that money down, I'd rather you retain that money, and the simple reason is, from a lending perspective. So if I look at your June bank account, you have two accounts. One that's a share account. One that's a saving. One that's a checking. Okay. Your account ends at the end of June with a balance of $6,000 in one account in your main checking account, and it ends it with a balance of $9,600. I think the issue is this, that if we take $10,000 or $11,000 from you as a down payment, it's going to impair your ability to borrow more money. Part of the reason we're approving this file is because you're liquid, because you've got some cash, you're not struggling month to month. But if we take that cash, we put you in a position where it might be quite hard for you to get additional loans in the future, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm going to offer you is we would finance the whole purchase, which means we're going to finance this tax, the freight, everything on the invoice. You won't have a down payment due at signing to us. You'll have a prepayment of your first and last payments and a small documentation fee. So that means you won't get a bill for your first month, and you won't get a bill for your last month. So you won't get a bill for your first and last 30 days. And it's a one-time documentation and processing fee. I want to give you the longest term and then work backwards, and you can give me your feedback. So if you do this over a five-year term, so you'd have 58 remaining payments because you're putting your first and last payment due at signing, your payment's going to be $1,786.52. So you're exactly on the numbers.
Okay.
If you look at a 48-month term, you're going to be looking at about $2,068 a month. And then I can also give you a file where you're kind of splitting it down the middle. So if you kind of want to see what it would look like on, say, a 54-month term, so let me bring that up for you. So if you looked at a 54-month term, let's see. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening, yeah.
No worries. So if you looked at a 54-month term, which is 4.5 years, you're looking at a payment right in the middle of $19.10.66.
Okay.
So you're looking at...
That's basically, what's the total price that you're calculating from? Is it 56,000, right?
It's 56,021 and 56 cents. And as a reference, this will be a finance agreement, but you're not personally borrowing the funds. You're not the borrower. The borrower of the equipment is actually your business. So this loan will not go under your personal credit. It won't affect your credit score or any of your debt-to-income ratios. It will only go underneath your business credit.
Okay. So 56,000. Ruben, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Trevor, can you please email me all these options to my business email?
Yeah, I don't, absolutely. I can send you an email. I don't want to overwhelm you with options. One question I do have is, I see that you have a small, what's called a lease with option to own, and that actually goes underneath your personal credit, and that's with a company called Time Payment Corporation. What was that for?
That's for the Lyft. I purchased a Lyft.
Okay.
So, and I think I still have about like maybe 1.5 years to pay.
Okay. You know, I think it's very important that this type of funding, their loans or their lease-to-owns, they go under your business credit. They go under your personal credit as well. So that goes, that's actually on your personal credit report, that time payment transaction, where our transaction will not go under your personal credit. And I think that's very important because if we give you $50,000 of debt on your personal credit, it's going to be very hard for you to borrow additional funds. I can give you longer terms or shorter terms. I'd like to get your feedback though, so I don't send you a million of options. What are your thoughts on the terms that I presented? Are you trying to do something shorter, longer? What are your goals?
You know, let me tell you, my comfortable position would be if I would pay no more than $1,000 a month.
Okay.
So that's why I wanted to put down a payment over $11,000, and it's not going to go from my checking or saving account that you have on file. Yeah, I will use different source to get that money to you. And so if you can calculate me from $45,000, how much is going to be a month for, let's say, 48 months.
Okay, so, and that's okay. And I think what this comes down to is obviously payment, because you're going to be making a monthly payment to us. So let's walk through it. So the first thing is this. You said you wanted to do a payment of $1,000 a month, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so let's kind of go back to square one and understand your goals, and that's an important thing for you to share with us. So the equipment you're financing is $56,000.
Yes.
If we're doing a 60-month term, it is going to be impossible for us to get a payment of $1,000 a month. Now, we can do the Rob Peter to play Paul game where you can give us money down and drop the payment, but that's robbing. It's robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's just moving around numbers. It's funny math. So I guess the feedback I'd give you is this. $1,000 a month is not achievable on $56,000 of equipment. Because that would say that you're paying about $4,000 of interest over 5 years to finance $56,000 for your business. That means that your yearly cost to borrow the funds, it's $4,000 divided by 5 years, so that's $800 a year. So that means to borrow $56,000, you're paying $800 of interest, which just doesn't exist for business loans. The way to really look at these transactions is the following. I can do a transaction where you're putting money down. I'm more than happy to do it, but I feel that it puts you in an awkward position and it will affect your ability to borrow in the future. So, you know, you mentioned $1,500 to $2,000. Do you mind if I kind of give you my feedback before I send you an email?
Sure.
Okay. So we actually do a lot of equipment for hunter dealers, by the way. They have a in-house financing company that I don't know if you, have you applied with them or no?
No, I applied through you, and there's another company I just applied. I received. I'm waiting for their quotes. And
okay. Who have you applied with?
You know, I have a company in my email. I don't remember out of my head.
Okay. So I think, you know, the way to look at this is the following. This is about a relationship and cash flow, and we do a lot of hunter equipment. So if you want, you know, the feedback I'd give you is this. And we're doing another deal for Hunter right now, actually, in Northern California. This equipment makes sense from a cash flow perspective if the equipment can generate you more revenue and you have the added benefit of ownership. However, we're not here since you're, you know, I actually suggest not shopping around. I'm sure you understand when your credit is run, your score drops, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Correct. So it's probably not a good idea to shop around, but here's what I can share with you. If you want to put money down, so if you're like, hey, you know what? I want to put money down. This is what I want to do. No big deal at all. I can offer you another approval. It would be limited to a 48-month term. But if you want to put $10,000 down, your payment would be $1,326 a month. I know that $1,326 is much lower than, say, more so than $1,786. But my whole concern is if we take the $10,000 that you've been saving for a long time, it could adversely affect your business. But I'm more than happy to offer you either approval.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have Josh send you an email that kind of goes over both options, and then you let me know what you would like to do.
Okay, that would be awesome, Ruben. Thank you so much.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.